Hey everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day. Welcome to my podcast, Broken Glass, The Sunny Side. So today I want to talk about what is vegan. I've been a vegan now for about 2.5 years. It's a daily practice, a daily continuation and lifestyle. Some days I don't even think about it, and some days it's really challenging. I went 34 years without giving a second thought about eating meat and animals and all that. And so I used to eat everything. And now I don't. Now I eat everything without all the animal products. I still enjoy everything. I enjoy real food now, as I call it. I believe that meat nowadays is just chemically altered us and controlled us for so long because it's just an extension of the higher ups and the governments and all that and yada yada trying to control us just for profit. Anyway, different episode. So for me, the word vegan invokes something that is different and scary, or it used to. Before I knew what vegan was, I just thought it was a bunch of people that had allergies and that were very picky about their food. I didn't make the connection that food is our medicine and food can alter us in many different ways. But now the word vegan invokes for me a sense of standing up for myself, a sense of standing up for my health and my body. And for the planet, really. I don't believe that, or I believe that the mass production of meat is killing our planet at a rapid rate, along with us. But we are part of that. We are a huge part of that problem because we think we can just mass produce all this meat and nothing bad is going to happen. And here we're killing animals, you know, needlessly, and polluting the environment with all sorts of toxic gases and everything else that we're doing, and our own waste, because our own waste goes back into the ocean, which is like our life source. Like, everything on this planet depends on water, because water essentially is life on this planet. So that's what the word vegan invokes for me. I challenge you to think what the word vegan invokes for you and why it is or isn't important to you. Open yourself up to the awareness of it. I'm not saying you have to practice it, but just become aware of it and really question your self-values and what you're really doing in your life, and realize that food is a huge connection to your life because it's a huge connection for all of our lives, and we're hugely connected by food. So through all the podcasts and documentaries and things I've read, I've really come to find that there's like three categories of what vegan is. And there's the healthy way of life, the environmental, and the care about animals. For me, there's actually no real separation. I started my vegan journey, and now my quote-unquote real life, as a health issue. I discovered that I had gout, and I can have gout if I ever go back to eating animal products and all that kind of stuff. And so I made a switch, I made a flip, and started going vegan because I no longer wanted to be in that kind of pain. And realized, and I believe, that food should not cause you that kind of pain. It shouldn't cause you pain at all. Food is your medicine. Food is your ultimate medicine. If you know how to eat the proper things and how to eat them regularly and all that, you don't need to go and get prescription drugs which have side effects. Whereas the proper food going into your body can just do what it needs to do. So, I started it as a health journey, and now it's a lifestyle. I will never not be a vegan from this day forward. It's just who I am, and I don't My morals are too intertwined, and I can't enjoy me even if I want to now. Like, I've tried, and I feel really guilty. So environmentally, it's very important, and I think that's also kind of what vegan is, or what vegan is, not a vegan, but what vegan encompasses, as well as caring about animals, because we're just needlessly killing all these animals for the sake of being satisfied as a human, when we should be putting in our own work if we really want that kind of food. I believe in order for us to change, we have to stop buying all the mass-produced chemicals that the government is putting out for us in prescription drug form and food form. But simply, vegan, for me, when I'm explaining it to other people, vegan simply means food without animals. Especially if I'm in a setting where I'm going out socially with other people and I'm going to restaurants and I know that they're not completely vegan and they still cook with, you know, animal stuff or whatever, animal products. I know how to use the terminology in the situations that I need to. Also, with change and everything, I know it's going to be a slow change and a slow process. Hopefully it'll be more of a process and I'll see more change in our lifetime. But when I go out, I also am not super ultra picky about my food being prepared on same surfaces as meat products, because I just know that's the culture of the food industry at the moment until we all collectively make that change and shift. Also, being vegan has also really helped me tap into my compassion, not just for myself, and especially for myself, but for everybody and everything around me. Compassion is unconditional, just like your mother's love. You should have compassion for everybody that you meet, even if you don't understand them, because compassion is a way to being able to understand someone that is different from you. Even if you don't agree with them, you should still have compassion with them because they've been through things that have gotten them to their journey. I'm not saying that you should justify their actions, but just be compassionate as to their journey, and it'll help you understand life a little bit more. And I believe if everybody's more compassionate, we can come to a peaceful era where we don't have to bicker and fight and kill each other just because of food and money, and everybody could be fed. If we weren't feeding all the animals right now, every single person would be able to eat 3 times a day, I'm guessing, because the amount of food that we produce just to feed animals so we can use them as meat, we're just wasting more food, really, and resources, and we're burning through the planet quicker. Also, being vegan is, I've kind of touched on this, but is also being aware of your carbon footprints and the difference you can and cannot make. As far as like when you purchase something, take a bag with you. Take a bag that's already made of cloth and fabric so it won't fall apart right away. When you do your groceries or any kind of shopping, take a bag with you. Take your backpack. Get out of the habit of using plastic. It's very challenging. I live in New Orleans and plastic down here runs abundant. But get in the habit of that, because change does start with one person, but that one person can reverberate and inspire and make other people to change. And if we collectively change our habits, we can do anything to make this world an amazing place. But, you know, what is vegan? What is vegan to you? What does it mean if you are a vegan or non-vegan? What does it mean to you? I believe that we should start having conversations about our differences instead of warring about our differences. We have advanced enough in our civilization where we know how to speak. So now it's time for us to start listening to each other. And that, in short, is what I believe what is vegan? I would like to continue these conversations. Currently, I'm starting a filmed TV show or a filmed talk show where I showcase restaurants in New Orleans through my journey of being vegan that are vegan friendly and opening up these conversations with different peoples of walks of life and everything. And I believe that we all need to start conversing to really make a serious change. And that way we can actually act on our actions to really make the change stick. This is Sunshiny Day, and this is Broken Glass, the Sunny Side. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please message me or comment. I will get back to you. I would like to continue this conversation. So if anybody's out there listening and would like to have an over-the-phone or radio conversation or something, I would love to. Anyway, till next time, be more aware, be more compassionate towards yourself and others. Choose the sunny side of life. See you on the flip side.